It's 7:24 this morning, Kent and the Country Morning Show, welcoming in to the studio here Pastor Michael Nave with Cornerstone Church.
Hey, Kent. Great to be here this morning. And I think I got it figured out.
Okay, go.
I think I know who I would have been had I been there that first week leading up to Easter. I'm not quick enough to be Peter. Like, he always had something quick to say. I don't think I was tough enough to be like James and John. I think I'd be Thomas.
Really?
You know, like doubting Thomas.
Yeah.
Like the first time Jesus appeared to the disciples, somehow Thomas was not there. And so the guys all tell him about, hey, we saw Jesus. He walked in the room. The door was locked. And I don't know, but he was here. And Thomas says this. He's like, man, unless I see those spike holes, unless I can put my finger in it. Oh, and if I can take my hand and slide it into the side of Jesus where that Roman soldier shoved his sword to make sure he was dead, I don't believe it.
Wow.
No way I'm believing that. And how many times have we said, seeing is believing? Man, when I put my eyes on it, I will. And so Jesus appears to his disciples again, walks into the room, doors locked again, walks right up to Thomas and said, here you go, buddy. Take your finger, take your hand, shove it all in, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
I'm inviting you to believe. And Thomas is like, whoa, you are God. And Jesus says, so you just believe because you see? Blessed are those who don't see me and still come to believe.
I guess a big question is on this whole Easter deal here in church and what have you is how do we all come to believe without seeing?
Yeah. And so with that, we've all said, man, if I could just lay my eyes on. But there are times we lay eyes on and we know it's not true. Like that incredible illusionist flipped the card over and you're like, ah, I mean, we know he tricked us. We know it's not true. And then there's lots of things that we don't see. Like back in the day before everybody put their pictures on social media and somebody said, hey, I went to the beach. Like you actually believed they went to the beach without proof. And then like you actually believed George Washington was the first president of the United States. You never saw him. You didn't lay eyes on. And yet there is really good evidence to believe that George was our first president. Your family or friends did go to the beach back in the day. There's really good evidence. And when we look at the evidence, we discover that like it's legit.
Yeah.
In God inviting us to believe that Jesus did do what he said he would do. And the people who tell the story, which is what happens on Easter, we read the scriptures of firsthand witnesses telling us what happened, realizing we couldn't see it, but they're inviting us. And just like people are convicted or released in courts of law all across our country based on the account of eyewitnesses, this Easter, we're invited to believe that Jesus actually pulled off the greatest gift ever given. And that's what's happening in churches all over Southern Illinois, celebrating this weekend what God has done.
Well, I'll tell you what, if someone is looking for a place to go here this weekend for Easter, can you give us kind of like a quick little rundown or feel of what it's going to be like at Cornerstone?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We would love for you to join us. Four identical services, two locations, both Carbondale and the high school, Marion next to Sam's Club. Man, you're going to be welcomed, but not overwhelmed. You're going to step in, grab you a free drink, take it right into the worship center, check your kids in to a safe place where they'll be loved on and taken care of.
That's important. Yeah.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
And then the service, I mean, you'll see lights, you'll hear a band, you'll be invited to believe. And maybe for some of us, it's been a while. Maybe we gave up. Maybe we got hurt. Maybe we were turned off. And maybe this Easter is a personal invitation from Jesus to some doubting Thomases like me to say, hey, come on and check this thing out.